Thursday, December 9th, 2021, 5:10 a.m. Okay, I really didn't get up all that early. I got up around 3 or so and dealt with some things. I put the absolutely free panel aside for the time being, and I picked up another panel that I started well over 2 years ago, before I had my heart attack. And it was a painting I was secretly doing for my wife. But we had this one cat. He was a feral cat, all black. Showed up at our garage door on the side, and he kind of spent his time over there. So Margaret was feeding him over there because he really didn't want to come into the backyard to steal the food from the outdoor cats back there, and he wanted his own space, I guess. But anyway, so he was real feral, and we kept him around for quite a while, from at least maybe 6 months or so, until we trapped him and took him down and got him fixed. And so then we let him loose, and after a while he became very docile. He came up to me, and I have a video of him resting in a bed of flowers. And I got that posted somewhere. But anyway, so at one point, he was integrated really well into the yard, and really nice kitty. And he might have gotten a hold of some poison or something, because he went downhill real fast, wasn't eating, lost a lot of weight, and then died. I made a painting of him, and because, we both kind of miss him, because he was like I said, a feral cat. He was hissing and would bite the heck out of you if you put your hand in front of him when he was in that cage, and then ended up to be a real nice kitty. So, it's just sad how that kind of stuff happens. But anyway, so I got this painting going of him, and we'll see what comes out of it. I kind of wanted to make it for Margaret for a couple of years ago. I was making it for her birthday, and then I put it aside, and I was thinking maybe I'll try to finish it by Christmas, and this is gonna be her Christmas gift, because she likes these kind of things. And so that's where I'm with that. Okay, so a couple of episodes ago I was talking about all these, they're calling them smash and grab robberies. People all showing up at once, like 40, 50 people showing up at once and looting stores and what have you, and just getting away with it. And I said that, the video I was seeing anyway, where these were all black people. Well, it looks like some of the video now I'm seeing now, It's a mix, There's white people in there too doing this. they're getting in on the action. So, it's just people that can justify doing this kind of stuff in their mind somehow. Actually robbing a place and stealing stuff that doesn't belong to them. And some of them justify, well, the insurance will pay for it. Well, wait a minute. the insurance doesn't pay for everything. They'll reimburse you for some stuff, but you don't get everything back. But also, at one point, the insurance companies can't keep up with that, and they'll have to raise their rates too. It's not a good fiscal practice to allow this looting to go on, shall we say. And I also heard from, I went to lunch with my sister a couple of days ago, and she informed me, and I don't really pay attention to a lot of Facebook stuff, maybe I should, but turns out one of my cousins died. He had leukemia, and this is a cousin that lived in New Mexico, and he was actually quite a bit younger than me, so that's kind of sad. And what else? Oh, I have another cousin, and these are first cousins. He's living in Stockton, and his sister, his older sister, well, what happened was he had contracted the virus COVID-19, and survived it, but still pretty much in a bad state afterwards. He got it toward the beginning of the infection, I believe, and so his lungs are all scarred up. And he needs oxygen and stuff. And I guess he had gotten sick, was starting to get pneumonia. He went down to the, I guess, to the pharmacy or something, left his phone in the car. And while he was in the pharmacy, he, I guess, couldn't breathe really well and ended up passing out. So the store people called the ambulance and they took him to the hospital. And so he was down there getting treated for, I guess, a bad case of pneumonia. And his sister, his older sister, was hadn't heard from him, and she was calling him, and he wasn't answering his phone because he left his phone in his car, and was starting to worry about it. And it turns out, well, and so after a couple of days, he was well enough to get a hold of her and let her know that yeah, he's been in the hospital, and that was the reason why. He just had no way of calling her. I guess who remembers numbers now anyway? I can't even, I caught talk to my sister, but I can't remember her phone number because I just let the phone remember it, right? Who doesn't do that nowadays? But so I'm looking at this painting. I said, let me get going on this thing. It's the painting of him. Like I said, I took a video of him resting in a bed of flowers, wildflowers, and I kind of like did that. So let me get to painting here. 6:39 a.m. Okay, I took a little break. The wife got up, so I thought I'd go talk to her for a few minutes and see how the dog's doing. He's doing okay. So I'm back here painting again. Not too excited about it, but getting some stuff done, I guess. So, back at it. Okay, 9:20 a.m. So, I'm gonna stop now. I gotta deal with the dog, take him back out and feed him and stuff, and get ready to go get a haircut if I can get an appointment, that is. So, so I worked on this painting, and at one point I go, oh yeah, I'm really not even anywhere close to getting this done. There's all sorts of things I gotta do. I got the general, even after working on this before, a couple of years ago, I looked at it and it's like, okay, I didn't really want to get too involved with thinking about it, but now that I'm thinking about it, there's I need to work on the composition some more. The general composition is okay, but I gotta create some. Well, see, he's like laying in a bunch of weeds that have flowers, so I gotta create the weed effect, and not just a plain flat green area. I wanted to make with something more textury, so I'm kind of playing around with that. Started something, we'll see how it goes. Again, he was a black cat, so how do you paint a black cat, So he's looking kind of purpley, bluey, blacky kind of a cat. So we'll see how this turns out. I don't know how it's going to turn out, but there's all sorts of possibilities. So, yeah, politics really aren't on my mind too much. I guess there's some people saying that the crime is not rising. I haven't seen any crime in my neighborhood, but of course I'm really not paying attention to a lot of stuff. There were some criminals doing. Let's see, somebody tried to ambush some sheriffs. Officers or police officers in Sacramento, and did not succeed. came close but did not succeed. So that one, and I think it was like a Hispanic guy, a young Hispanic guy. That's the last I heard about something like that. So there haven't been any reports of any looting in our town, in the Bay Area and in Los Angeles and the other bigger than see Minneapolis, I guess, is Chicago and New York are having looting. Didn't hear about any place else. But yeah, I don't know how bad that really is. It's hard to tell. As far as getting the getting information together. So I'm rambling on here, so let me wrap it up and I'll talk to you some other day.